Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Save me, oh my God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the depths where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters. The floods engulf me now. My throat is parched and I am worn out from calling out for help. My eyes fail.
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drip back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
The Lord is my shepherd, I want for nothing. Him away. with the Lord as my shepherd. I have it
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Unseen Angel in the Forest. And there's a reference from 2 Samuel 22, 3 and 4. The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Saviour. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. One beautiful, chilly autumn morning, when I was about 4 years old, our family of five and our golden retriever piled into the cab of our old blue 69 Ford pickup for a day of cutting firewood in the National Forest. The cab always had a distinctive smell of chainsaw oil and fuel mixed with the smell of leaves and bark. Within a few minutes, we were winding along the gravel mountain roads, enjoying the sunrise and the songs of birds while searching for dead or down trees to cut. Soon, my father spotted a large dead tree, 3 feet in diameter, near the top of the ridge, several hundred feet above us. Parking the truck at the base of the ridge on a logging road, he got out of the truck to get a better look. The tree was far uphill from the road, but the plan was simple. Cut the logs at the top and roll them down the hill. A 300-pound log easily smashes and crushes just about anything small in its path as it tumbles and hurtles down the steep mountainside. As my father and 2 older siblings climbed the ridge to the tree, my mother gave me unmistakably clear instructions. You can either stay with Mommy in the cab of the truck, or you can play with your toy trucks on the ground in front of the truck. Then she stated very distinctly, as she pointed, "But do not go past the back tyres of the pickup. It's dangerous back there." Soon, my father began cutting sections of the tree and rolling them down the ridge. It was very exciting to see these huge logs crashing through the brush, not comprehending the powerful forces behind a massive log tumbling down a mountain. I ignored her instructions and approached the back of the truck for an up-close look. Moments before, my dad, not seeing me in the danger zone, released a log which was thundering down the side of the ridge, straight for me. At the same moment, my mother realized with helpless terror that her son was not with her. Such a log would likely kill me instantly. My mother hurried over the scene to find me, but I was not smashed on the road where I'd been standing, and I was not under the log. I was stretched out, lying on top of the log where it had come to rest in the ditch. Quickly, she scooped me up into her arms and carried me into the cab of the pickup, where she checked me and found no injuries. I had disobeyed my mother, and it could easily have cost me my life. Why was I not dead? We believe my guardian angel was there to lift me above the log and then gently lay me on that same log after it came to rest. That day, God spared my life, even though I had been disobedient. When I'm tempted to be discouraged in life, I remember the miracle that God worked for me that day. God has a plan for my life, and I desire to remain faithful to Him until death. A reflection associated with this story comes from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 243. The mother succeeded in concealing the child for 3 months, and there were other watchers. The mother's earnest prayers had committed her child to the care of God, and angels, unseen, hovered above his lowly resting place. Angels directed Pharaoh's daughter thither. Her curiosity was excited by the little basket, and as she looked upon the beautiful child within, she read the story at a glance. The tears of the babe awakened her compassion, and her sympathies went out to the unknown mother who had resorted to this means to preserve the life of her precious little one. She determined that he should be saved. She would adopt him as her own. The name of the story, Unseen Angel in the Forest, was written by Jonathan Dietrich. He's the director of Desert Tree Ministry in Chad, Africa. And if you want more details, you can visit this site, Desert Tree Ministry, all one word, deserttreeministry.org, for any more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.